Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. All right, with me on the phone is Leo Brown, Livestock Information Manager with Pioneer. Our topic today is high chop effects on corn silage nutrient composition. Now, Leo, when it comes to the chopping height of corn silage, some producers like it high while some like it low. Well, just what is, according to the experts, the optimum chop height for corn silage?
Well, Cindy, you've probably heard this before, but there's an old phrase that people say, and they'll say, well, that depends. And expert or not, I guess, basically what it depends on is what the needs of each operation are. And as much as we'd like to have one simple rule that we can always apply, the reality is that it changes from year to year, and for that matter, it can even change from field to field. Now, in saying that, at the same time, there is one quick rule of thumb I would throw out there for all that we try to give it for considerations and considering all the various options and whatever. I would say you can say this. If you're short on feed, or if feed costs are high, especially higher than what you would typically think they should be given the milk prices and meat prices and whatever, then the obvious choice is that you want to chop low because you want all the feed you can get. To do anything any different just doesn't make sense. On the other hand, if feed supplies are good and or say the feed costs are relatively cheaper than other things, all things considered, then definitely chopping higher would probably be a good choice to consider.
Well, what type of impact does the chopping height have on silage yield and dry matter? And then how are the milk per ton and milk per acre affected by that?
Well, because high chopping increases starch while decreasing the fiber content, as you could guess, the milk per ton of silage dry matter would be higher. And what we see is typically 6 to 7% greater for high-chopped silage. Obviously, it depends on how much higher you're chopping, but with what we typically see, 6 to 7% higher for the high-chopped silage. Now, since high-chopping decreases yield of dry matter, chopping corn plants, say, at 24 inches rather than, say, 6 inches above the ground, which would be about the maximum difference I would ever say that somebody would consider, because going higher than 24 inches means they're leaving more leaves on the ground or out in the field than they probably would want to. But when they do that, the projected milk per acre of 24-inch versus 6-inch, the projected milk per acre of silage would drop by about 7 to 10%. So although you could chop at some height in between 24 inches or 6 and say decrease some of what you're losing or leaving behind, you also have to remember that while that's true to a degree on the milk per acre, what you don't know is what true effect that might have on the milk per ton, because it might be a little bit different than what you might guess.
Well, then how would you suggest a producer decide what's best for them? Is it the same every year, or for that matter, is it the same for each hybrid or for different fields?
Well, those are definitely good questions. The best recommendation would be 3 to 5 days, I would say, before chopping the corn silage field. You would go out and you would chop a representative sample of stalks and send it in to your favorite lab, the lab that you typically use. You send it in for a quick analysis. You need to make sure that you get the test results back a day or two before you're ready to chop. At the same time, you don't want to do it too far ahead of time, because obviously the nutrient values do change. Now, this in effect allows more flexibility for a producer on how they can make the best use of all their forages, both year to year as well as on a field by field basis. And then one other benefit that I would say oftentimes gets missed would be that, in effect, it allows you to be putting up more high-moisture corn. So, in effect, more high-moisture grain in that silage means pound for pound, you are going to get equal or better feed value from that corn that's in that silage without having to dry it down, which means this saves on drying costs. And I guess, overall, then, you can just sum it up by saying it allows you to maximize the value of your crops, and I mean all of your crops, and in this last case, I even save money to boot.
Thank you very much. That's Leo Brown, Livestock Information Manager with Pioneer. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.